Morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Nun, Aleph in Menachos. We begin the Gemara and the Mishnah on Nun Amud Beis, and we start today with a new topic in Menachos, Chavite Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol has a... First of all, it's nice to be the Kohen Gadol. It's good to be the king. Kohen Gadol has a special mincha that he offers. It's called the Minchas Chavitim. The Mishnah calls it the Minchas Chavitim. And... The reason why, as Rashi points out, is very simple, because the plate that it's the griddle that it's fried on is called a machvas. We learned in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra that there are various different types of menachos that are offered, and the minchas we learned from the beginning of the Masechta usually conform to a certain shape and a certain pan that it was fried in. There's a macheshes, there's a machvas, there's a mafetanur. So the this special mincha of the Kohen was fried on a thin pan, and which we call a machvas. So therefore, it's given the same name. It's called a minchas chavitin. As we're going to learn through the course of our Mishnah, this is daily. Out of the pocket of the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, out of his own pocket, pays for the special mincha, and he offers it daily. The Torah in Parshat Tzav describes the minchas machvas.
Do you know why he's supposed to do it? I mean, what was the?
What does it represent? What does it mean? What's the depth behind it? So, I'm not sure. I can look up the Sefer Chinuch and he'll provide a basic. We start in Pasuk Yud Beis. Where Parshat Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayidaber Shem Hamoshel Emor, Zeh Karban Aaron Uvanav. This is the carbon of Aaron and his sons. Asher Yakriva Lashem B'Yom Himashach Choso, on the day of inauguration. Asiris Ha'Eifa. So we start off with a tenth of an Eifa, which is what we call Nisara, right? That's the usual measurement of a Mincha. Solus Mincha Tamid. It's got to be made up of fine flour. Machatzisa Ba'Boker U'Machatzisa Ba'Orev. So half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. So it sounds like, well, I'll just read a couple more psukim. Amachvas b'shem enteaseh, muveches tiviena, tufinei minchas pitim. Takriv reich nichoach la'ashem. Pasuk yedaled, you put it amachvas b'shem on a pan with oil. Right, we'll spend a lot of time today on those words. Amachvas b'shem on a pan with oil. Taseh muveches. Right, you make it... you should scald it, okay? Like a bagel. But again, we'll spend time discussing that. Tufine minchas pitim. Tufine from the word afia. You bake it. It's a strange word. Tufine. Where did the nun come from? The Gemara is going to talk about that as well. Tufine minchas pitim. Ta'kriv reich nichoach l'Hashem. Ba'kon hamashiach tachtav mibanav yaseh osach al kulam. And the Kohen who is anointed of his sons will do it for all time. Lashem kalol taktar, and it's totally burnt on the mizbeach. V'chol minchas Kohen kalol tiyelo seachal. And by the way, says the Torah, every mincha of a Kohen is totally burnt on the mizbeach. This just happens to be one of them. Okay, and those are the psukim regarding the minchas chavitim. Okay, what comes out from here, and the Gemara is going to make this all very clear as we go through the Gemara today, is that the psukim here are talking about two separate requirements. There's one requirement of the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol has to bring this carbon daily, the Menchas Chavitim, plus every Kohen at the day of his inauguration has to bring the Menchas Chavitim. Okay, so and the Torah, it's not abundantly clear from the Torah that it's referring to two different populations, meaning the Kohen Gadol and the regular Kohanim. But as we go through the Gemara, we're going to go back over these psukim, and we'll get much more clarity on the issue. We'll get to the Rambam a little bit later on this morning. Start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chaviti Kohen Gadol Ayam Van Chatzayin. Now, the Mishnah starts off with a basic rule about the Minchas Chavitin, which is it doesn't come in halves. We're going to have it, half it, right? I'm not sure how to say it correctly.
Divide.
Right? Divide it. Okay. That's how you say it correctly.
Split it.
We're going to divide it, and that's for sure that the Torah says, but it has to come from a whole. So the proper procedure is to bring it fully saron, v'chotzehu, and divide it, Makriv machse baboko machse bein arbayim. Half of it is offered in the morning, half of it is offered in the afternoon. So now, the Mishnah right away gets into case scenarios. Let's imagine that the Kohen Gadol offered the first half in the morning. Okay? Then he dies. Okay? And of course it happens. Now, in the afternoon, so two things are going on. Number one, he's got a half of a carbon. Right. And the first thing we need is a new Kohen Gadol. We have a half of his chavitin that is was waiting for the afternoon. He was planning on offering this afternoon, but you know what happens to our plants. So that's just lingering around. Plus, the next Kohen Gadol who's going to be appointed, and if he's appointed that day, the next Kohen Gadol also has to bring a Minchas Chavitin. And his issue is that he can't just simply bring a half, because that's not how it works. You have to bring a full Minchas Chavitin and divide it, and bring half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Now, the morning passed already, so the only thing he's got to bring is just the half of the afternoon. If you put all this together, you will have realized that there are two halves of Minchas Chavitim that's going to go unused. And the Mishnah realizes that. Don't bring a half a Yisaron from your house. But rather, you got to start off with a brand new Yisaron. V'chotzehu, divide it. Makriv mechza u'mechza avad. So he's going to bring half, and the other half is obviously not going to be used. Nimtzeu, sum total of the day. Shnei chatzayim kraven u'shnei chatzayim ovdin. Two halves are going to be offered. The first half of this morning's Kohen Gadol, and the half of this afternoon's new Kohen Gadol. And two halves are going to be lost. Okay.
They just burn them, right?
And they're going to be burnt. Tana Rabbanan, we start off with the Gemara. The Gemara presents a Braisa. Ilu ne'emar minchat machatzis. Had the Torah says, minchas machatzis, half a mincha, so then, you see Omer, maybe chatzi yisaron mibeso shachris u'makriv, chatzi yisaron mibeso arvis u'makriv. So then we could have gone half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Tama lomer machatzisa baboker, half of it. You got to start off with a full hole and then divide to a half. Mechza mishalem humakriv hakeitzah. So how does it work out? Maybe yisaron shalem. So you start, the Kohen Gadol starts off every day bringing a fully yisaron. V'chotzeo, divides into half. Umakriv mechza baboker mechza bein harabayim. Okay, nitma mechza shel bein harabayim. Let's imagine that the bein harabayim becomes tummy. Right, the one in the afternoon, the half that's waiting for around for the afternoon becomes tamei. Somebody, it comes into contact with tama. Aosha avad, or you lose it. Yachli yavichitz echatz yisaron beiso arvitz v'yakriv. I might thought, okay, Kohen Gadol will just simply go back home and get a second half from his house. Every time it says from his house, it just simply means out of his pocket. This is a Kohen Gadol's mincha; it is not a communal mincha, and so therefore it's out of his pocket. He's got to pay for it. Okay, one of the benefits of being Kohen Gadol. So, Arvis v'Yakriv Tamalom Machatzisa Baboker Machatzisa Ba'erev Michatzei Mechza Mishalem Hu Mevi. So Haketsa. So here, what do you have to do? Maybe Isaron Shalem Mibeso. So he's got to bring a new Isaron from his house. V'Chotzeu and Davidu Makriv Mechza U'Mechza Avad Nimsa Shnei Chatzim Krevim U'Shnei Chatzim Ovdim. Same point as the Mishnah. It just happens to be the Mishnah was discussing the death of a Kohen Gadol and the replacement Kohen Gadol taking over that day. Here in the Braisa, it's the same idea, but without having to include death in the scenario. Either the first half becomes tummy or the first half becomes lost. Either way, it's going to be the same procedure. He's got to bring a new Isaron, a new full Isaron, divide in half, and use half of that for the afternoon.
First half or the second half becomes tummy or lost? The second half becomes tummy or lost, no.
In other words, the Bryce is dealing with a scenario where in the morning, half he offered,
right,
and then the other half becomes tummy or lost.
Right.
And now he's got to bring another fully sarum that day. Half of that is going to be offered in the afternoon, and now it turns out that you used two halves and you lost two halves of that day.
This is daily? He does this daily.
Daily. Now the Braisa deals with the same case that our Mishnah dealt with. So Yachol Yavi Chatzias Ram Mebeis or Chatzias Rano Shorishon Tamalama Machzisa Be'erav Machza Michatzes Shalem Humevi Umakiv Hakeitzem Mevi Yisaron Shalem Vechotzei Umakiv Machza Avad Nimtzu Shnei Chatzaim Ovdim Shnei Chatzaim Graven. And that last part of the Braisa is identical to our Mishnah, and it describes how the replacement coin of that day needs to bring a fully saron, all for half in the afternoon, and the other half is going to just simply be disposed of.
Even though, if he was anointed by oil, he'd have to bring a mincha sinner for that as well.
Right. In other words, right, the inaugural mincha as well. Okay? We'll come back to the inaugural mincha later on. Tanitza nekema de Rav Nachman, mechza rishon o mechza sheni tu ubar tzirasan. So, v'yasa lebeis asreifa. So the Braisa is quoted in front of Rav Nachman, and the Braisa says that the mechza rishon, the first half and the second half need to be Ibur Tzura. Again, it's unbelievable how many times this concept comes up over the past couple days. You got to let it sit overnight. Meaning, it's not super disqualified. We need it to become super disqualified. How does it become super disqualified? Lina. In other words, once a carbon has received kedusha saguf, intrinsic sanctity, and then it's left overnight, so it's subject to the psul of lina. Lina, no star, right? And we know at that point in time now it's absolutely disqualified with no limitations whatsoever. It's super disqualified, and now in the next morning you burn it. So the yatzla beis ha-sreifa, and then you take it out to the beis ha-sreifa. So I'm le Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman thinks about this price, and Rav Nachman says, wait a second. Yeah, I understand the first half, right, meaning the remaining half of the first Kohen Gadol, so that I get, because that was fit to be offered, so it was imbued with Kedusha Sagufan, because there's no Kohen Gadol, so we didn't offer it. So I understand how that's disqualified, and I want it to stay overnight so that it becomes super disqualified. Elasheni lamale ibutsura meikar leibutkase. But Rav Nachman says, I don't understand the second half, because the second half of that second isara. Because think about it, the replacement Kohen Gadol comes up that day, and he brings a full isara. But it's the afternoon already, so you're only going to use one half of the full isara. So that means that second half is never really eligible for a carbon. Things that require lina are only things that are a carbon. The second half of the second Kohen Gadol
was never
really valid as a carbon. So I don't understand, says Rav Nachman, why is that second half of the second Isar, and why does that require Ibur Tzura? So the Gemara says, well, maybe the author of this Braisa subscribes to the same concept, the same thought process as the Braisa taught us by Rabbi Bar Avua, which is everything requires Ibur Tzura. Ibur Tzura is like our answer to everything, right? Even if it's pigel, right? Pigel is what I would call, again using my brilliant terminology, super disqualified. It's mefugal. It's you can't get more disqualified than that, right? And according to this Braisa, that also requires Ibur Tzura. Ibur Tzura is our answer to everything. So the
is this a safety net? Is it just
I don't know. What, right? Good question. What is that based on? What's the source? What's the reason behind that? I'm not sure. But everything requires Ibur Tzura. So the Gemara says, so maybe that's the thought process behind this Braisa. Meaning the second half of the second Kohen of that day, okay, Ibur Tzura is the answer to everything. So Rav Ashi Amar Filu Temer Rabbanan. So the Gemara Rav Ashi says, no, that's not true. You don't have to come on to that position of everything requires Ibur Tzura. Over here, you could just give a much simpler argument, which is that's not me. Okay, I'm in the record mode. Okay. Whatever. Okay. I have no explanation. So so the Rav Ashi argues, look, it's very simple. Since that second Kohen of the day is bringing a fully starving. Yes, he's going to bring half, but there's no specific requirement to bring which half. Each half on its own was eligible to be brought as a Minchas Chavitin. So Rav Ashi argues very simply, look, since each one was eligible, I know I'm only going to be using one of those two halves, but each one is eligible, therefore, the one that I don't use is still considered a carbon, still going to require Ibur Tzura.
Why couldn't the second Kohen just give the entire thing? Why couldn't he?
Because it's Machatzisa Baboker or Machatzisa Ba'erev. It's only half. Only half is required to be brought. Itmar, okay. Chavita Kohen Gadol Ketzer Osen Osan. Okay, so what is it? I read the Psukim and really stumbled through the Psukim. It's difficult. Difficult to understand what the Torah wants of us in terms of how to prepare it. Right? The fact that it goes on a machvas means we want to fry. That we know for sure. Everything going on the machvas is going to be fried. Right? It's a pancake, basically. So that we know for sure. But then it says, murbeches, it's got to be scalded, tivienu, tufinei minchas pitim, tufinei comes from the word afia, it needs to be baked. So it's like everything. Everything's going on with this mincha, and so the Gemara is going to bring down one, two, three opinions in terms of how it's to be prepared. So itmar chavita kohen gadol ketzer osen osan. It's not a brisa. I just want to make that correction. It seems to be Amoraim arguing. Okay, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan ofa v'achar kach metagna. First bake then fry. Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Chanina metagna v'achar kach ofa. First fry then bake. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba kavasi didi mistabra. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says, I'm sorry, right now, two opinions. But you'll see, maybe a third later on. So Rabbi Chibar Abba says, my position makes a lot of sense. Why? Because tufine, tufeno na'e. Because the word tufine, I told you, it's a strange word. Right? If the Torah wanted it, just simply say baked, so the Torah would have said something like afia. Something like afia. That nun over there, tufine, the nun is kind of strange. It's kind of a misplaced nun. So, what Rabbi Chiya does is it basically looks at it as a contraction of two words. Tufine te afena na'eh. Bake it nice. Okay?
Make it look together.
Right.
But is there such a word in Hebrew as tufine?
Tufine, yeah. I mean, I was going to say here, but you want
to
know.
That's not your question. Before you could fry it.
Your question is where else in Chumash do we
eat? No, my question is, if you look up a Hebrew dictionary under this word tufine, this term, what would that be like?
It's a strange word. So te'afenu na'e. What does that mean? Rashi writes, b'shas afiyal sabatanu tehe na'e. When you bake it in the oven, so it has to be nice. V'im mitagna t'chila. Now, if you fried it first, hare hu shchora min hashemen umin ha'machvas. Right? It gets dark from the oil. It gets dark from the pan. Yeah, it doesn't look nice, right? Yeah, deep fry anything, it's delicious, but you know, it doesn't look nice. And my friends over here, I'm sure, are not going to recommend anything deep fried, but so the Gemara says that you want to bake it nice, so that means that first bake it while it still looks nice, and then afterwards fry it. So bake fry. That is the opinion of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yasi Amar Kavasi Didimistab. Now Rav Asi says, look, I also go to the pasuk tufine teafenu na, right? Bake it after it's partially cooked already. The word na, nun aleph, means partially cooked. Well, not that long ago, we just had in Chumash, in Parshas Bo, which we read on Pesach, lo sochlu mimenu na. Torah says that when it comes to Karban Pesach, you cannot eat it partially cooked. Right, lo sochlu mimenu na. And I don't want, the Torah says, and don't cook it in a liquid, but you got to roast it. Okay? So there you see the word na. So according to Rav Asi, that's what the Torah means over here. Tufine, same contraction. Teafenu na, but not na'eh, like Rabbi Chiya, but rather tufine, cook it, partially cooked already, and then bake it. Okay? It's like a bagel, if you will. So, but here, bagels boiled in water, so tufine over here means fry in oil, right? Not fully, but partially, and then bake it. Tefenuna. Kitzanai, the Gemara says, now this machlokis amarayim is really a machlokis tanayim. Tufine tefenuna, Rabbi Omer tefenuna, and Rabbi Yossi Omer Teafenu Rabbah. And then here's the third opinion. Rav Yossi says, Teafenu Rabbah, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, Islay Navi, Islay Na'eh. Right? He wants both. He wants both to be partially cooked and fully cooked. Okay. Look at Rashi. Over here, Rashi offers a varied selection of explanations of what that third opinion is. Okay? The first two opinions are basically what we have seen in the Amorayim. The na'eh means first bake it while it's still nice and then deep fry it. Or not deep fry it, but just fry it. And the second opinion is no. First fry it so it's not, so it's partially cooked, and then bake it. What's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? I want it both. So islay na. So the Rashi over here, Rashi gives a whole assortment of pshatim. Mishum hachi ofa achar tigam v'islay na, mishum hachi ofa tchila. Okay? I want it partially baked, and says Rashi. All right, I'm sorry, partially fried, and partially and baked, and I want it nice. So the first pshat in Rashi is bake it, fry it,
and bake it.
Okay. So you get everything going. You got your, you got to do it nicely, which means bake it first, then take it out, and then fry it. So that's tufina, right? Then bake it again.
Where's the baking thing in the
where is it? They have an oven in there. Oven's in the courtyard. Where? You're not going to see it over there on the picture.
Is the oven in the courtyard?
Yeah. In fact, the Gemara is going to tell us that this mincha needs to be baked in the courtyard. Can't bake it outside. Lishna Achrina, just go through another couple pshatim and Rashi. Rab Gdola Umirukaas Daka V'zehu Noya V'yisle Mitagnat Tchil V'acharkach Ofe V'ikatigun Na V'na Gdolahi. So here, says Rashi, means Rabba, means large. Meaning the first thing you're going to do is fry it and get it really thin and large. Okay? And then afterwards bake it, and the Rabba over here means the first fry to get it nice, thin, and large. Lishna achrina, one more pshat says Rashi to afenu raka, not rabba. We have a base in our Gemara. This last pshat in Rashi is raka, soft. So it's a girsa change also. It's a different pshat, but it's also a different girsa. She yarkivenu b'shemen, you soften it in wort in oil. Harbe v'zeo noya tchila mitagna v'achaka chofa v'ikana v'na'eh. Shloshtan shamati, I heard all three of these pshatim. Pshat number one is bake, fry, bake. Pshat number two is get it nice and large and big, meaning fry it first and have it occupy a large area and then bake it. Or the third pshat is soft. Soften it in oil and then bake it. Okay, go back.
This is all the Russian tradition
of Rabbi Yossi. Correct. Absolutely correct. Tafana Rabbi Islay Na, Vislay Na. Tanan Hasam, Chavite Kohen Gadol. Okay, Mishnah. Mishnah is coming up later on in the Masechta. The Chavite Kohen Gadol, Lishatam, Reichetam, Vafiatam, Bifnim. You have to knead it, arrange it. I was going to say braid it, but I'm not sure if this is really braided. And bake it all inside the temple courtyard. Everything's done inside the temple courtyard. V'dochas HaShabbos. And it's also Dochas HaShabbos. Overrides the Shabbos. The Kohen Gadol brings us daily. Daily means daily. Just like the Karban Tamid is brought daily, meaning even on Shabbos as well, even though you'll be violating Malachas, but the Torah says, I know that, and I want you to do it anyway. So it's a direct instruction of the Torah to override Shabbos. Same thing is true with the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Right, baking on Shabbos is also, it's one of the 39 malachas. Okay, good. But the Torah says Chavite Kohen Gadol is done every day, so it overrides the Shabbos. Now, in terms of the lisha, the kneading being done inside the temple courtyard, so Rashi comments like this: Bifnim Rashi Bi Azara in the temple courtyard. The Tanosha Mateches Hayu Ba Azara. There was a metal oven in the temple courtyard. Now, the kneading of it and its arrangement is before the application of oil. So that means that before the application of oil, it has not been imbued with Kedushas Haguf. So now Rashi basically is going to wonder out loud.
But how do they measure it? Don't they have to measure it first?
The dry measurement, yes, but the dry measurement isn't a klisharis. The dry measurement is just a measuring cup. But it's not a klisharis. So Rashi wonders out loud, if that's true, so then why does it have to be done in the temple courtyard? So v'haytana islay midas yavish lan iskasha midalom matzrech lisha shah menachos bifnim. So, right, and Rashi says, first of all, how do I know that? How do I know that the dry measuring cup is not klisharis and does not imbue the flour with kedushas aguf? So Rashi says, because it's only this mincha that needs to be done in the temple courtyard. All other menachos that are prepared can be prepared outside the temple courtyard, right before the application of oil, because the dry measuring cup is not a klisharis, does not have the status of a klisharis. So if that's true, so why are we doing it inside the temple courtyard? Because the half isaron measuring cup is in fact klisharis. How come? Meaning, why is the full isaron measuring cup not klisharis, but the half measuring cup is? Says Rashi. So Rashi over here gives a very logical distinction. Because the full Isaron measuring cup, everybody who brings a mincha, now anyone can bring a carbon mincha, right? A mincha is a regular donated offering. And so if I'm going to prepare a mincha, so I am not fully aware of all the halachos, including the halacha of Yotze. Meaning what I may end up doing is prepare it. If the Isaron measuring cup had was a klishare, so then it would now be imbued with Kedusha Saguf. And then what I would do, being not that knowledgeable, is I would just simply walk out the Azara and walk back in, not realizing that I just disqualified it because it has Kedusha Saguf. So therefore the full Isaron was not Nimshach, it was not given klishare status, so that even after the flour was placed into the Isaron measuring cup, it does not have Kedusha Saguf. Good. The half Isaron measuring cup had one-time usage, and that's by the Kohen Gadol for his Minchas Chavitin. That's the only time that you ever need to take a full mincha and divide it into half. Okay, so machatzitza baboker, machatzitza baerev. So therefore, since it was only used by the Kohen Gadol, so therefore it was in the courtyard, and once placed in there, it was imbued with Kedusha Saguf, because the half measuring cup was a klisharis, given the status of klisharis.
Simple question. The two halves, the added to half a sarum? The two halves added to half a sarum?
No, you started with the full sarum, and then it was divided in half. The way it was divided in half was using the half isaron measuring cup.
Right. Oh, I see. So they measured a sarum, and then they measured a half a sarum, and then they just didn't eyeball and divide by half.
Correct.
The one on Shabbat, is that prepared before?
Nope, on Shabbos. On Shabbos. The Dochas is a Shabbos.
The Chavitin was not Chametz. It was not Chametz. It was like Matzah.
Matzah.
The second half then didn't get Kedusha yet.
Right. Fair. It's a fair point. Right, because it was just, if it's kept in the fully sarum measuring cup. Okay.
Even though it's made in the courtyard.
Okay. Minahani Miliam Ravuna Tufine Tayaf and Una via Vi Afile me esmol inashpa la. So the Gemara says, look, if we bake it the day before, in other words, if we bake it on Friday, it's inashpa. Rashi says it's a strange word. Nefucha beruach. It gets blown by the wind, right? It gets stale. The Rashi says, you want to know where that word comes from? The inashpa. So Rashi says, you said it this morning, or you will say it this morning in Al Yashir. Now, Shafta Veruchacha, to be blown in the wind. Okay.
How come the last time I found it, we didn't get a stale? Like this one?
I thought it was absorbed.
By virtue of the fact that the Torah tells us to leave it on the Shulchan for a week, I mean, it's not a great answer, but the fact that the Torah says, I need you to keep it on for a week, so the Torah is kind of like building into it the necessary miracle of it being, you know, remaining fresh. Here, it's a daily offering.
So, lechem ha'aponim also was matzah?
Matzah, everything matzah. Every mincha was matzah.
And matzah is this.
And again, every time I say every, you know there are exceptions to the rules, but that's every. Okay, before we go on in the Gemara, just a quick look at the Rambam. Rambam is an interesting position when it comes to the minchas chavitin, which is challenged. But mitzvah saseh lasos kol mincha ke mitzvah sa'amur b'Torah. So there's a positive commandment to make the mincha as prescribed by the Torah. This is Rambam Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos. right? The laws of Karbanos, 13th Perek. The Ketzad Asiyas Chavite Kohen Gadol. So here in the 13th Perek, he talks about the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol. Maybe Yisaron Shalem Amakti Shal, V'chotzeh B'chatzi Yisaron Shebe Mekdash, divides it using the Chatzi Yisaron of the Mekdash, She'af Api She'i Kreva Chatzayin, Eino Miskadesh L'Chatzayin. It's not sanctified in halves. It's first placed together as a fully Yisaron and then halved. Maybe imash shlosha lug and shemen, three log of oil. Now the Gemara is going to tell us that that's going to be the next thing we're going to be learning in the Gemara. Three log of oil. That's not normally how much oil is placed in a mincha. Normally, how much oil is placed in a mincha? One log of oil. So this is really battery.
It's a lot.
It's a lot every day.
No, the isaron also is a lot. No,
42 eggs. Okay. So Meshoshalug and Shemin Shanem Rabbi Shemin Taseh, it's made in oil, La Hosif La Shemin Kinichseakabas. It's you're gonna add oil and meaning more than the usual. So we are gonna the Gemara is gonna tell us in just a moment. We look for the next level up in terms of how much oil to add. Well, we know Nesachim of a sheep is three log shemin. Here also, even though it's not Nesachim, it's a mincha. But three log of shemen. Uvela hasolas b'shemen v'choltin b'rotchin. So the flour gets the oil, and you scald it in hot water. V'lash mikol chatzi yisaron sheish chalot. Nimtzu shtayim esrei chalot. With every chatzi yisaron, you make up six loaves of bread. So there are 12 loaves of bread. It's interesting. It's like the lechem aponim. Right, lechem aponim made up of 12 loaves of bread. Here also, it's going to end up being 12 loaves of bread.
You fry it and then put it in the water?
You mix the oil in and you batter it together and then you scald it in the water.
Like a bagel.
You bake it a little bit, then on the frying pan, b'shar revias Hashem shalah, ve'enam evashla harbei, don't cook it all the way, shenema tufinei, bein bashal v'na, somewhere between cooked and partially cooked, v'achar kach, cholik kochala v'chala l'shnayim ba'omeid. Then the Rambam says, every loaf, in other words, there are going to be six loaves in the morning, I'm sorry, six loaves from one chatzi yisaron, six loaves from the other. The Rambam says, take each loaf and break each loaf in half. He says, here when you're breaking the loaves, you do an approximation. Kidei shiakriv achatzi baboker v'achatzi ba'erev. V'lokech achatzim v'kofa bak echad mehem l'shnayim. U'potet ad shetimsa kol petita kfula l'shnayim. And then break it even further because the Torah says, petisa, which means breaking. Pieces, umakriva chaitzain im chati komet slavona baboker, vachia chati anishar im chati komet slavona baerev. Okay, the im. Okay, good. That is the Rambam's description.
It's going like Rabbi Yossi.
You're right. It seems like he's going like Rabbi Yossi. That's absolutely correct. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara. The interesting thing of the Rambam, which is up for debate and controversy, is that each loaf is then further broken. That we don't see in the Gemara. That each loaf is broken in half. Right, the Ravid right there on the Rambam, right? Zulu Shamanu ve'ein la shorish b'shoma kom shi'yichalku kol chala v'chala. Right, the Ravid, who usually does not speak lightly or, you know, not soft spoken. So the Ravid says we don't see any this anywhere that you take the loaves, each loaves, and you break in half. And I don't know where the Rambam gets it from. And right, ein la shum shorish b'shoma kom. There's no source for this whatsoever. Six loaves in the morning and six in the afternoon. And furthermore, the Ravid says, look, the Torah is very specific about shear. And then the Rambam says, and you take your loaves and you kind of break in half and you figure it out. And the Ravid says, and the Ravid says, you know what the Rambam says, you take each loaf and you break it in, more or less figure out what half is. And the Torah amra machatzisa baboker machatzisa ba'erev below shelo yosif below yigare, and the Torah says very clearly half of it, meaning specifically half and not just you know, figure it out, you know, more or less half of each loaf. Okay, so the Ravid has a lot of problems with the Rambam's splitting up of each loaf. Okay, back to the Gemara. Maskef la Rav Yosef. Oh, I stopped a little bit too early. Sorry about that. Maskef la Rav Yosef. Ema de kavish le biyarka. Maybe, sorry, this goes back to the Gemara earlier saying that it's docha Shabbos, they have to bake it on Shabbos, because if I bake it earlier, it's going to get stale. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we wrap it up? Wrap it up using some sort of vegetable, right? Greens. I don't know, lettuce wrap. Saran wrap, okay. So why don't you wrap it up, and so that way it'll stay fresh. So the Gemara says, "Eimad the kavish lebiyarka, the bei Rav Yishmael Tana Tasev Afilu b'Shabbos, Tasev Afilu b'Tumah." So the Torah says, "Tasev." No, you do it. Meaning, there's a positive requirement to make it on Shabbos, Afilu b'Shabbos, Tasev Afilu b'Tumah, even in a state of Tumah. Okay, Abai Amar Amakra Solos Minchas Tamid. Abai gives us another source that I need to do it daily. The Torah says Tamid. Harekim and Chastamidim, it's just like a carbon tamid. Rava Amar al machavas malami chituna kli. It requires the utensil. The Avilei Me'etmol, now the Gemara says, now if I baked it the day before, ipasal labilina. Yeah, that's certainly not going to be good, because baking it the day before means I need the machavas, because the Torah says al machavas. The machavas, according to everybody, is a kli shares. So if I baked it on Friday, it now is imbued with Kedusha Saguf, and then sitting overnight Friday night waiting for Shabbos morning, it's now disqualified to the psul of Lina. So that can't be. So clearly it means on Shabbos as well. Tanya Kavasa de Rava, the Gemara says we have a brisa supporting Rava, Machvas Malami Shetuna Kli B'Shemen, Lahosif La Shemen. Here, the discussion that's going to take us through this entire Amud of Gemara, and I'll run through this, we'll do this pretty quickly, is that there's also a requirement to add oil, right? The Torah says that you al machavas bashemen, on the pan using oil. So there's a requirement to add oil. Now you know already, I read the Rambam. The Rambam says 3 log of shemen. It's going to come out clearly from this Gemara, although the Gemara makes an amud of Gemara discussing this issue of making a 3 log as opposed to the 1 log. How much oil do I add? So the Torah says oil, bashemen in oil. There's an additional oil. How much oil do I add? Hareini dan. So let's figure it out, says the Gemara. Nemar kan shemen v'nemar lahalan b'mechas nesachim shemen. Mal lahalan shal shalugin leisaron afkan shal shalugin leisaron. So our first argument is, well, nesachim, by the nesachim, the libations that accompany a carbon. So there the Torah is very clear that you need 3 log shemen. So the Gemara says, oklach l'derech zu. The Gemara says, okay, but as long as we're making arguments, we can go in this direction. Nemar kan shemen v'nemar b'minchas nedava shemen. Look, by your regular mincha offering, it's also a shemen requirement. Malahalan log echad, afkan log echad. Look, by regular mincha, it's 1 log. So over here, maybe it also is 1 log. Nira lemi dome. So the Gemara says, okay, there's this minchas chavitim by Kohen Gadol. I can go in one of 2 directions. Either compared to a nesachim of a karban, or I can compare it to a standard mincha of you and me. So which direction are we going to go to? And the difference, of course, is 3 log versus 1 log. Danin, tavshet mitavshet, that's not a word, that's an acronym. And the acronym stands for Tadir. This is daily. So are nesachim of the karban tamid. That's daily. 2, docheh Shabbos, that overrides the Shabbos. That is, by the way, that's the whole reason why we brought this in over here, just simply to point out that the Minchas Chavitim is Doches HaShavitz, but over in the course of the Brisa is really seeking a source of how I know it's 3 log and not 1 log. So it overrides the Shabbos, meaning the Nesachim of the daily Nesachim override the Shabbos, so too does the Minchas Chavitim. The Mincha offered by you and me does not override the Shabbos. It's a voluntary offering, and it does not override the Shabbos. And Doche Tumah. And also, the Karban Tamid is brought, even if the majority of Jewish people are Tameh, so is the Minchas Chavitim. a donated mincha offering by you and me cannot be brought in a state of tumah. It's not. It is not based on the calendar, and so therefore, if we're tumah, you can't bring it. The ain danin tafshei mishenu tafshei. So in these three areas, it is similar to nesachim. So therefore, we should say it's three log of oil. Oklachla derech zu danin yagil mi yagil. Again, these are not words; these are acronyms. Yachid, right? A mincha offering is offered by an individual. So is a minchas chavitim offered by an individual, as we've discussed, comes out of the pocket of the Kohen Gadol. Biglal atzma. It is not an accessory to a karban. It is a self-standing karban, right? The mincha offered by you and me is self-standing, so is a minchas chavitin. The nesachim of a karban is an accessory to a karban. And finally, lavona. And there's lavona sprinkled on top, as the Torah instructs us. That's true by a minchas yachid. That's true by the minchas chavitin. It's not true by nesachim. There's no lavona on nesachim. Vein danin yagil mashenu yagil. Okay, so arguments can go in either direction. There are reasons why I would compare the Minchas Chavitin to the Nesachim, and there are reasons why I would compare the Minchas Chavitin to a Minchas Yachid. And being now that these arguments leave us uncertain, unclear, so let's go further. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, Omer, Solos Mincha Tamid. Harei lecha kem Minchas Tamidim. Ma Minchas Tamidim Gimalugin Leisaron? Avzu Gimalugin Leisaron. So we have now a new drasha, which is the word Tamid. Daily. Minchas Nesachim is daily, with a ratio of three log to one Isaron. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Riba Kan Shemen, Riba Be Minchas Kvasim Shemen. Ribui. Extra words. It says the word shemen. Malahalan shoshalugin leisaron. Avkan l'shoshalugin leisaron. So Rabbi Shimon says it's based on the word bashemen. Oklach lederach zu. The Gemara says, okay, but if it's based on a drasha, riba kan shemen riba beminchas parim ve'elim shemen. We also have shemen mentioned by your bulls and by your rams. Malahalan shemen shnei lugin leisaron. There the ratio is two lug to one isaron. Avkan. So maybe over here it's two lug. So nira lemidom adana mincha ba isarim mincha ba bi isarim. Well, first our first comparison is the keves, the sheep, one isarim. The minchas chavitim, one isarim. So it's a better comparison. Vein dana mincha ba isarim mincha ba beiz v'gimel esronim. But the ram and the bull, those are two to three esronim. So hagufakai. Okay, period. That's the end of the braisa. Okay. That was a mouthful. The Braisa tried to, either using arguments or using drushas, various drushas, get us to the point where it's, we know that the Minchas Chavitim is three log of Shemen, not one log. Hagu Fakasha, Amart Bashemen Lahosif La Shemen. So the Gemara says, here's my point of confusion. The Braisa started off by saying that there's this requirement of added oil. Lahosif Bashemen. And then the Braisa went on as if to say, this is the amount of oil you bring. Not additional oil, but rather, this is it. So Amar Abai, so the Gemara is going to give us a couple of ways, several ways for us to understand how the actual process of the Braisa worked, right? The structure of the Braisa. So Abai goes like this: Man tana b'shem lahosif Rabbi Shimon hi. I'm sorry, I'm just working through the gears over here. What is that? The iu kama oklach, right? Rabbi Shimon was trying to use arguments in order to determine, meaning, I know it's more than one log, and let's use arguments to figure out how much more. Uvedina man kama hada, Rabbi Shmuel. And then, after Rabbi Shimon states his case that it's additional, then the Gemara says, it presents the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, which is using drashas. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua Amar Kula Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rav Yochanan ben Brocha he v'hachi kamar. So our second approach to this braisa is that really the entire braisa from beginning to end is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rav Yochanan ben Brocha. And here's how the braisa works structurally. Ba'ashem lo sif la shemen di ilik vo shemen lo tzarech kem dechsiv ba'al machvas kemencha machvas damya. Yeah, the fact that the Torah says machvas, it's a frying pan. There's no such thing as a frying pan without oil. frying pan by definition means with oil. So the Torah doesn't have to then say the word bashemen. Bashemen tips us off more oil. But on the other hand, it's not always true. There are menachos without oil. So Amar to have a name, look for Hashem and taste the medina. The dandina v'lo asiyala v'atzurchu akra. Then he goes through the process of din, meaning he tries to make arguments. Right? Din means we'll construct arguments. That didn't work, so then he went to the drasha. So it's mincha tamei min tekinim esayim. Rabbi Shmuel Mill say. Okay, that is another approach. A third approach, Rabbi Amar Kula Rabbi Shimon. So the third approach is Kula Rabbi Shimon v'ila lo namar kamar. And Rabbi Shimon was hypothesizing. In other words, he said, had the Torah not said it, we could have derived it through din. So had it not said b'shemen, had it not, I could have made din. But then after saying that, he goes through the arguments, but then he realizes I can make arguments in both directions. So then he realizes, no, v'atzruchu b'shemen, ha'damai taham v'kimin chasparim ve'elim. Then the braisa took us to the argument of, well, as long as you're making drushas, but can't you make a drusha that compares it to the nesachim of a bull or a ram? Ha'da'amar, done in minchas ha'ba'isar. And finally, he comes on to the conclusion of the braisa, which is, let's go to minchas isar. Okay, so structurally speaking, the braisa is a little bit strange because it starts with Rabbi Shimon, who, and then it goes to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. The braisa says we're going to add oil, and then the braisa is looking to set the oil amount. So the Gemara goes through three approaches in terms of how to understand the actual structure of the braisa. Okay, extraordinarily technical discussion. What comes out from all that? Three logan. That is the amount of oil you need for the minchas chavitin. Okay.
What happens? This is actually burned, the chavitin burned on the mizbech?
Yeah, and because it's brought by the Kohen Gadol, so it's burnt on the mizbech, totally burnt on the mizbech.
So there is no consumption of by anybody?
No consumption. Okay, tomorrow, next step of the minchas chavitin discussion, which is, what if there's no Kohen Gadol? Meaning, what if the Kohen Gadol dies? Now the Mishnah, which we dealt with, is, okay, they're going to replace him right away, and what happens? But what happens if there's no replacement? Meaning the minchas chavitim is daily, but how do you bring a daily offering when there's no Kohen Gadol to bring it? Okay, tomorrow. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Baruch Hu, Zav Yisrael, Ficha, Chir, Ben Torah, Mitzvah, Shenamar, Nechaf, Etamant, Zikho, Yagdil, Torah, Yadir.